Hello.
Yeah, is that Jenny?
Yeah, who's that for?
Hiya, it's Francesca from INS.
Francesca, sorry, yes,
Yeah,
hi.
it's okay. Just before I continue, just for data protection, would you be able to let me know your date of birth and postcode, please?
Yeah, 26th of March, 1971.
Yeah.
And it's number 12A, DY14ODJ.
Perfect, thank you. So just looking through your file and all the notes and stuff, just trying to write up your statement. Just had a few questions to clarify just on the timeline of everything. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you mentioned so you were taken from your mum at first, was it when you were 1 year old?
18 months old.
18 months old. And then what's the next memory you have? So is that when you obviously you assume that you must have been in a children's home or something?
Yeah, well, as I say, once being removed from a birth mother's, I would have assumed I was in a children's home at some point. Being moved between Eileen and Jim, because obviously there was no formal fostering or adoption, so but there was
When
social worker
was
and
that,
too.
sorry? So when?
That had been going on around 72, Francesca, because it was between October, December. I was allegedly finally removed from my birth mum's house,
Yeah. When you
although.
faced with the Eileen in so in 72 December.
Yeah. However, it was proven on the 20th, I think it's Friday the 20th of September 1986, because when Strathclyde Police came to look for the author and contact with a person from Childline, they couldn't find me, so they came looking for my sister because they couldn't find me as Jennifer Stendland, nor could they find me as Jennifer Thompson. So I was therefore classed as an undocumented child. However, I don't know if that's been wrote down.
And you also mentioned the call, so your stepfather was removed from your so like the house that you were born into. He was removed from there.
No, he was removed from the matrimonial home he shared with Eileen because they had only married in 71. So they were already living, they had their matrimonial home up in Drumchapel.
So when you say stepfather, so is that the foster
Whoa.
parent or your?
Sorry, say that again.
So when you say it was your stepfather that was removed from your foster caring home,
Yeah.
was that so when you call him stepfather, was it because he was married to your birth mother or was it because he's so it's your foster father?
Well, he was the first of that he was married to Eileen.
Foster father. So there's no relation with him to your birth
No,
mother? No. Okay.
nothing.
Sorry, that was just a slight confusion I had on my end. Apologies.
No. The only relation within that quartet was Jim to Sadie, as that was his sister.
Okay, so the foster father you mentioned is Jim.
Yeah.
Okay,
His
and
sister
then
Sadie already had 14 kids of her own at that point.
okay. So Sadie said to send you to Jim.
I don't know if I was passed directly from Sadie to Jim or if the social worker came out and got me, put me in a children's home foster placement until Jim and Eileen were ready. However,
Okay.
from what my stepmother tells me, she's since had a brain injury. However, her long-term memory is sharp. She remembers the social workers coming out. She remembers what they said. She remembers the nephew, in fact. I tracked down her nephew that lived with us in Drumchapel when Jim was removed almost within a month, Francesca.
So with your stepmother, so that's your foster mother as well, yeah?
Yeah,
Okay.
step foster. I'm
So,
sorry, I slipped
no, that's
between
okay.
both.
That's okay. So did she harm you in any way while you were there, or was she?
She became an abuser to me. Yes, she raped me when I was 8 or 9. and she was physically abusive to me. I do have the crime reference number for her.
Yeah.
However, because of the bleed to the brain, her lack of capacity wouldn't make her a perfect witness,
yeah,
or to take ownership of her oath.
Okay, so in about 1972 in the December was when you were placed with Jim and Eileen.
Yeah.
And then everything you mentioned about stepfather and stepmother and all things like that was in the that setting.
Yeah, and the social work files that I have,
yeah,
I don't believe these were dated pre-1986 until they became involved in the family again when Childline counsellor made contact with the social services in Glasgow, because while I was speaking to the counsellor, my sister was also writing to them. So it's the 80s, safeguarding, she shit herself, she went to her manager said report. And as I say, it's at that point, Francesca, because
yeah,
they put Jennifer Thompson through the system, they put Jennifer Fenslin through, and there is nothing there, nothing.
Okay.
Nothing.
So how old were you? So you say that you went to, so you wrote a statement, and how old were you then when you wrote the statement?
Oh, no, that statement was when I was 15, after the disclosure was made.
So you lived with them until you were 15, and then you wrote the statement, and then you were placed back in care with them because the file had been lost, but it was Eileen.
No. When I reported it in the November 1986, because I was going to turn 16,
yeah,
in the March 1987, the police said, there's no point, just go back and live with your birth mother. It's only a few months, you're too old for fostering in children's homes, Jennifer.
Yeah.
The following month, which I have the crime reference for, she raped me.
Yeah.
And my argument is, had they found, because the police made a call out, it's in the files, find this record from 1976 and it came back saying lost. My argument is, had they found that file, they would not have returned me to Barbara.
So you were, what information was in the file to make sure that you weren't returned to her?
I really don't know. There was no file there. Listen, my mother was Dame Barbara Stensland Sloan. The very fact that she presents herself as a dame, people are already scraping the shit off her fucking pants. And then she flaunts the £16,000 earrings. You know, we're not looking for the Jimmy Savile bling bling. We're looking for the guy that lives down the by docks that wears two odd pair of fucking shoes and soap.
Yeah.
That's what they're looking for. They're looking for the smell shite. But my birth mother, oh my God, classy, very classy.
Yeah.
And we come from a very classy family, the House of the Royal Stuarts. I won't take you on a geology journey. However, she was very much, I mean, she had servants as a kid. You know, she was educated in Europe. She wasn't an unclever woman.
Yeah.
Which makes it very easy for her to be a narcissistic cunt at the same time. Excuse my friend.
Okay.
It's the only word that I ever remembered in French was cunt. It's miraculously stuck with me for some reason.
<That's>
anyway, so I know it's complicated. So I don't know. See, that right, when I was six, Francesca, which was 1977, there was a letter put through the door. And when I say a letter, it's a scrap bit of paper. And it says, it didn't say, dear Island, dear Jim, dear nothing, nothing. It just says, you took Jennifer for the money. Right?
Yeah.
Next minute, Island's got me down at her dad's house. And all I heard them saying was, I fucking told you. I told you when you got her, you should have sorted this out. I told you this would come back. I fucking told you it would come back. We went to the what was known as old DHSS at the time. My grandfather's like, shut and tie on, let's go. We're off up there, 1970s, standing there. When are you going to start giving my daughter money for this fucking child? She's been looking after us since 1972. And, oh, my God. So suddenly, Eileen starts getting my child benefit for me.
Yeah.
For all those years, not a penny, not an iota. Not an eye was blinked nor knocked, but £900 appeared.
Yeah.
So there you go. So in that 76 file, I'm not going to say my name is Duncan. I am guilty of being a cunt of a social worker and I did in all these children. I don't expect to see that at all.
Yeah.
You know yourself, Francesca, you follow the evidence.
Yeah.
And if you've done the job as much as you've been doing it, you'll know local authorities left, right and centre are destroying records or they're making them unredacted beyond recognition, you know?
Yeah. Okay, so just to recap to make sure I've got just the timeline right. So you were born in 71 and when you were 18 months old, you were taken from your mother and then it was officially recorded that you were left your mother's care in the December. You were placed mm-hmm. with Jim and Eileen.
Yeah.
And then you mentioned that he'd been removed from the house when you were
young. Yeah, almost within months.
And who was it that reported that for him to be removed?
I have no idea, but I know it was Drumchapel Police Station. I don't know if Jim had got a custodial, because what you've got to remember in Scots law, before 1978, it wasn't classed as abuse if you weren't blood related to the child.
Yeah. Okay. Which is shocking.
We'll not go there, sweetheart. Yeah, that's a bottle of bloody Prosecco and a half of Italian.
So he was removed. You're not sure how or why, but he was. And then...
Yeah. I know social services and the police attended that day to remove him from home. They had a piece of paper that Eileen had to sign. Having worked in safeguarding for 30 years, I can only assume it was a potential contract that she wouldn't have Jim within the house whilst I was there.
Okay, but also you mentioned that he was there when you were there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he wasn't meant to be.
He wasn't meant to be, however, he still came.
And then when you did the official statement then, when you were soon to turn in 16, they said there's no point you going into another foster care, so you may as well just go back with your birth mother. But there was no files found on why you'd left her care in the first place, so they just took you back there anyway.
Yes.
And then that's okay. Right, okay. Sorry, it was just trying to piece it all together. I was just,
No, please don't apologise.
Okay. So just double check to see if there's anything else. So when you mentioned you were passed through hedges and stuff, was that when you were with your birth mother or with your foster parents?
Had my what?
What was that, sorry?
Sorry, what was the question you asked me, Francesca?
You mentioned when the I can't remember, what did you call them now? The factors, was it? When they visited, you were passed through hedges or something in attempts to hide you.
Yeah, to the Duns.
And who were the Duns, sorry?
Sadie's family. Sadie.
Oh, Sadie's got you.
Jim's sister. She already had 14 kids.
Yeah.
The time I'm in her company, her eldest kid is 14 years of age.
Yeah.
So they're running back and forward, 6, 7, 8, back and forward. One of her daughters used to take me on a Saturday to sometimes see my birth mother. But I'd always come back with new bruises. So there was debate, was it my birth mother or was it my stepmother or was it Sadie's daughter?
Yeah.
A bit messy, I'm sorry,
Francesca. No, that's okay. So you were... So with your birth mother, but you were constantly passed back and forth between your birth mother and the Duns.
Yes, and the Thompsons, obviously, because she facilitated it a lot. What Jim would do would drop me off at her house and say he would go and deal with it. And then a day or two later, whatever was going, I'd arrive back.
Okay. So if the social services were visiting at any point, you'd be given to Jim and
Yep.
then brought back. Okay. I think okay. That should clear everything up now, but thank you for that.
No problem, sweetheart.
I'll get these statements written up now. And then I'll try to get the contract sent over to you tomorrow. And then
No,
would
that's.
you like me to give you a call to talk you through them, or is it something you wanted to look at in your own time?
I'll have a look at it, sweetheart, this week, and I'll get
Yeah,
back to you.
of course,
All
no
right,
worries.
then, lovely.
Okay,
Thank
perfect.
you,
Thank you.
Francesca.
Thank you very much.
You
Thank
take care.
you. And
Good
you.
night.
Bye bye. Bye.
Bye.